America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Another wild one for the Wine and Gold, and it ended the same way the previous seven have with another W. 116-114. Cavaliers do it behind Darius Garland. Sensational night. I called it earlier one of the best games of his career. 39 points. He was 7 of 11 from 3. Also had the 8 assists, only 2 turnovers, and that amazing pass to Jared Allen, who also stood in there defensively at the end of the game to secure the win as Milwaukee was trying to carve into that lead. But all in all, it is another win. Cavaliers, one of only two. Did Oklahoma City, did they continue winning last night? One of only two unbeatens in the league. Oklahoma City is 7-0. Cavs also have the fourth highest point differential. Kenny, as you know, this show is always locked in.
Locked in.
To point differential.
Yes, we are.
Darius,
the official home of point differential in Cleveland.
Now, you asked the question about Atkinson at the start of the show. What is he unlocked with Darius Garland? Well, Darius was asked, why are things different this year?
No. And yes. No, because I always had that aggression. I always had the mindset that I could just blow by anybody. I can get to the spots that I want to get to. And yes, because my head is free. I'm playing freely. Confidence is super high. Teammates got my back. So that's just made me just keep going even harder.
Free and clear, Darius Garland. It's a nice feeling.
I also think part of it is
not cluttered.
Donovan Mitchell doesn't feel like he's pressing at any point. Like, he is so relaxed. He's so comfortable.
Yes.
He doesn't care about his stats in some of these games. Like, sometimes I watch Damian Lillard. I'm like, kind of trying to get his stats up. Like, Dame, they're losing games, and kind of feels like Dame's not exactly getting everybody involved.
Is he trying to find a different destination?
Yeah, probably. But he's so bad defensively. I mean, Cavs were smoking him.
He's
they were
an old man.
They were lining him up. They were making sure to get him in mismatches.
Oh, Dame Lillard now, 67 years old?
I think he's in his 70s, actually.
Yeah. Okay, thought so.
But it was just awesome to see Darius go into work, and especially fourth quarter, ball in his hands, and Donovan Mitchell's cool with it. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, not every superstar in the league is like that. Like, guys like to get their numbers. I think that's part of it, too.
I think guys, you know, they want the ball in the moment. Yeah, but when you have such a long regular season, it's like, hey, is there anybody else we can count on here? Because they're just going to, everybody's just going to try to trap me in these final moments. Like, somebody else has to be able to get a shot off, so it frees me up. So every now and then, it's like, yeah, Darius Garland's got to be able to hit shots and be somebody that they can focus on to free up other people, and vice versa.
I also think Donovan knows, like, his bread is going to be buttered come playoff time. Maybe the regular season is a little more important for some other guys. And having Darius have the full season to build up that confidence, although it doesn't seem like he needs a full season. He's got it already 3 weeks into the year.
Well, yeah. Donovan's at the point where, unless he's horrible, he's an all-star, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he just gets to be an all-star.
He doesn't have to worry.
So he doesn't have to do all that extra.
Kenny Atkinson, I think it's a good point, Owen. Kenny Atkinson on this offense being equal opportunity.
I've seen it the other way, where the guy will keep wanting the ball and not share it with his teammate. So that's a part of the strength of this group, that they're selfless. They share it. Who's ever got it going, they get them the ball.
And I think you've seen that consistently so far this year. Did you see Jimmy Haslam in the crowd yesterday?
I did.
Now, maybe a little unfair, because it's not like we had a camera fixated on Jimmy the whole night.
They should have.
But in the one shot that they have him that went all over the place on social media, he looks miserable.
Well, he's got one team that's 2-7 and another team that's 1-6. He has three wins in combination of the teams that he owns.
And add up the salaries of those two teams. There's a lot of money to be in the
Browns
basement.
Are the better Haslam team.
Are the Crew...
Ooh, that's a good question.
Are the Columbus Crew still playing? Because if I were him, I'd just go, you know what? Just go watch some soccer for a while. You guys all figure this out. Goodbye.
Boy, that is a good question. Which is the more disappointing Haslam team at this stage? Is it the Milwaukee Bucks or the Cleveland Browns?
Well, guys, both there's only one way to figure this out.
They both had high expectations. I mean, immensely high expectations. I mean, he's in jeopardy of losing Giannis. And if you lose Giannis in Milwaukee, what the hell are you?
Give it to him again. Power rank the disappointments.
I mean, number one's still got to be the Browns, right?
Yeah, that was his first one.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know, man. The other one's got Giannis.
I'll add a third one, just based on the polling I've seen for issue one.
Okay. All right. Come on.
So far, not going.
Come on.
Not going well for him.
6:32 and 53 seconds for those scoring at home. Won't be the last reference you make today.
Well, we have a doozy of a question. It's just a question of whether we want to ask the question. Do you want to ask the question?
That is one hell of a question
to ask.
If you
have a question, then I'll answer.
Maybe later.
What's your question?
All right, we'll see.
That could be for coming in hot. We could have an election edition of Coming in Hot if you really want it.
No. It's only Fridays.
Guys, I got nothing else going on.
No,
today.
It's only Fridays.
Mitch, what are you doing? Mitch the Spaz, what are you doing at 6:45?
Mitch the Spaz!
I don't know if I can take all the phone calls.
We did that before.
Yeah,
I know that the Emerson poll is neck and neck, mm-hmm. and the NBC final poll is neck and neck, and the Iowa poll was actually for Kamala Harris, but the 92.3 The Fan morning poll was 100% Donald Trump.
It was very one-sided.
Day. Yes.
Meanwhile, you had Monday Night Football last night, and what has happened to the once proud Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They've lost 4 of 5. They've lost 3 in a row. They had a chance going right down to the wire. Baker Mayfield led a courageous drive, and they opted to kick the extra point to go to overtime with Patrick Mahomes.
You're going to do that. You're going to do what I thought. See, I didn't know if you were going to pay attention that closely to it like I did. I thought I was going to have a spicy take for you. You're just going to agree and we're going to move on. Should have tried to go for two. Should have tried to go for two. Not risk the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands in overtime, because either way it would have put pressure on you. Baker's reaction shows you that during the coin toss he was thinking the exact same thing. Go for two and get out of there with a win if you can. The odds were, wouldn't the odds be in your favor? How does that work? How does the 2-point conversion rules or the odds rules work? Well, in the first time in your favor?
I thought 2-point conversions are just stare at a 50-50 clip anyway.
Yeah, but there's a point where like the first one either you I get it mixed
up. Are you using best play?
You go for the first one. Yeah, you would use your best play.
You use your best play, and then
in that moment you would.
It's diminishing returns after it.
Yeah.
Supposedly, I mean, I don't know if we've seen enough instances of teams doing multiple 2-point conversions.
Tell
either way,
what, coach youth football for a season, you'll find out a lot of them 2-point conversions do not work out
guys, just
the way
the
you want
pass.
It to.
The pop pass, that's never been stopped. I've never seen it stopped. Anyway,
we did that once against New England. It got stopped.
Okay.
With Baker.
One time.
It got
okay,
picked off. It counted as an interception and went back.
I mean, you know, one time out of a million.
Actually, I think it happened twice.
It happened twice.
Yeah.
It happened 75 times with the Browns. All right, Baker Mayfield. After the game and his reeling Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
A game like that, it comes down to little things. Everybody has a hand in this one. Disappointing overall, but against a team on the offense like that, like it's you can only give them so many chances. So when you win the coin toss, that's what happens. But then, you know, Todd had a good message. You know, just we're that close. Don't get used to losing, but just turn this thing around. And we got a home game next week against an NFC opponent. And got to find a way to win.
A better message would have just been to go for two when you
rooting
had the chance.
Rooting against him.
All right, I want to ask Owen.
Rooting against him.
Owen, you...
I like that they didn't go for two. Next question.
Right. Doesn't that answer it? Doesn't that answer the question? Were the Chiefs fans more nervous about them kicking the extra point and going to OT or going for two right there? Andy Reid, after the game, said he was grateful. Like, how embarrassing if you hear that. Like, Andy Reid was like, I like to see that they kicked the extra point.
Oh, my God.
Of course you did. You got Patrick Mahomes on your team.
He's been doing it consistently since 2019. Really 2018.
I'm sorry, guys.
Since 2019, if you give him an extra opportunity, Patrick Mahomes will make you pay for it.
Life is as bad enough as it is. I don't need Tampa Bay doing as well. So, I got to root against him.
Oh, and how did he play? How did Baker play? His numbers didn't jump off the charts.
He looked like the Baker Mayfield that I've seen since 2015.
Well, he's been good. He's been good.
He does some things that you're like, Heisman Trophy winner, number one pick.
Aikman is
hard
on him.
And then he does some things like, four teams in the last 5 years.
Don't you think? Like, don't you find that Aikman is harder on him than he is? He's hard on quarterbacks.
There's a reason for that.
Okay, that's a tease. That's it for.
Do you have something you need to tell
us?
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that later. Speaking of later, we'll do that. You know, I want to do that next. And also, David Fry's out for the season. Coming up at 8 o'clock, John Greco going to join us on the show.
Wait, the whole season?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
Oh, my God.
I teased it in about last... Okay.
Way to get it in.
They can't see your face. They don't know you're laughing, even though it's no laughing matter.
And keep laughing. Keep laughing.
Out for the entire year.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.